Cherry Varenicki. The branches of our cherry tree, so heavy this spring with vivid white blossoms, now bend under the weight of plump, rose-blushing cherries. I climb a sturdy stepladder up into the canopy. My grandmother has tied a clothesline cord around the handles of a stock pot. At the top of the ladder, I drape the cord over my head. With the pot hanging just below my chest, I have both hands free for picking fruit and sampling a few cherries. Their firm yellow flesh is tangy. Even with all my sampling, it doesn't take long to fill the pot. I climb down the ladder and carry my harvest up a winding staircase to the second floor apartment of my parents' home. Standing over a steaming mixture on the stove, my grandmother pushes her dark cat-eye glasses up to the bridge of her nose. Oma will strain the cooked cherries through cheesecloth into glass milk bottles. My siblings and I will freeze some of the juice in metal ice cube trays. All summer long, after full days of softball, bike riding, and roller skating, we will quench our thirst with bright cherry slushies. I carry the latest harvest over to the sink and fill the pot with cold water, watching the fruit bob and turn. After a thorough rinsing, we stem the fruit and place them in a large pink Pyrex bowl. Oma makes varenicki dough with flour, eggs, vegetable oil, and salt. She rolls it out on the floured table and hands me a flour-rimmed glass to cut the thin dough into rounds. We fold each round of dough over a spoonful of cherries, pinching the ends firmly. As we make the dumplings, my grandmother, unlike my mother, tells me stories about her life in Ukraine. When Oma was 17, my grandfather came to visit family in Neudanzig, a German village near the Black Sea in southern Ukraine. One day, my grandfather, a shipbuilder who was 8 years her senior, came to the house and spoke with her father. Even though my grandmother had older sisters, my grandfather said he was impressed with her and felt sure she would make a good wife and mother. The morning after our wedding, Oma recalls, I woke early, in the dark, to prepare breakfast for my husband. I tried to boil eggs, but no matter how long I cooked them, they wouldn't get any softer. Chuckling to herself, Oma rises from her chair and moves to the stove with the platter of dumplings. She adds them one at a time into a pot of simmering water. When I heard your grandfather coming down the stairs, I sat down at the table and hid my face in my apron. Fishing out the dumplings, she sets them on a cloth to drain. But I needn't have worried. Here, Oma takes both of my hands into her own. She brings her face close to mine. Your grandfather took both of my hands into his own, and he said, "Come, let us make breakfast together." She smiles wistfully and squeezes my hands. I squeeze hers back before she lets go. Oma pours nutty brown butter over a plateful of varenicki. She sprinkles cane sugar on top and sets the dumplings in front of me. As I bring the first forkful to my mouth, she kisses me 3 times on the head.